Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 1, Text Number 34. Apishpidaste Bhagavan Sukambo.
Apishpidaste Bhagavan Sukambo.
Yasatvatam kama dughonu rudaha. Yamamanantisma hishabda jonim. Sattva turiya tattvam. Api, as also, svit, whether, aste, does he, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, sukam, all happiness. Vaha. Of you. Yaha. One who. Satvatam. Of the devotees. Kama dukha. Source of all desires. Aniruddha. The plenary expansion Aniruddha. Yam. Whom? Amananti. They accept. Sma. From your. He. Certainly. Shabda Yonim.
The cause of the Rig Veda.
Manatmayam. Creator of the mind.
Sattva.
Transcendental. Turiya. The fourth expansion. Tattvam. Principle. May I inquire whether Aniruddha is doing well? He is the fulfiller of all the desires of the pure devotees and has been considered from yore to be the cause of the Rig Veda, the creator of the mind, and the fourth plenary expansion of Vishnu. Purport. Adi Chatur Bhuja. The original expansions from Baladev are Vasudeva, Shankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. All of them are Vishnu Tattvas, or non-different personalities of Godhead. In the incarnation of Sri Ram, all these different expansions appeared for particular pastimes. Lord Ram is the original Vasudev, and his brothers were Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Aniruddha is also the cause of Mahavishnu, from whose breathing the Rig Veda appeared. All this is nicely explained in the Markandeya Purana. In the incarnation of Lord Krishna, Aniruddha appeared as the son of the Lord. Lord Krishna in Dwarka is the Vasudeva expansion of the original group. The original Lord Krishna never leaves Goloka Vrindavan. All the plenary expansions are one and the same Vishnu Tattva, and there is no difference in their potency. Om Agyana Timirandasya. Yananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Garim Yad Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. much to say about that. Can anybody remember what Prabhupada said? Aniruddha is the fourth expansion of the Adi Chaturabhuja, who originally come from Baladev. They are Vishnu Tattvas, or non-different personalities of Godhead. And as you say, in the incarnation of Sri Ram, all these different expansions appeared as Ram and his brothers. Aniruddha is also the cause of Mahavishnu, from whom, whose breathing the Rig Veda appeared. All this is nicely explained in the Markandeya Purana, which I haven't read. So, in the incarnation of Lord Krishna, Aniruddha appeared as the son of the Lord. Lord Krishna in Dwarka is the Vasudeva expansion of the original group. The original Lord Krishna never leaves Goloka Vrindavan. All the planetary expansions are one and the same Vishnu Tattva, and there is no difference in their potency. Well, not having prepared anything for this class, I can't really add anything to that, not anything substantial, except perhaps that this is a little bewildering for many, that God is one and at the same time he's many, right? Many. He's one and he's many. How does he do that? Well, generally, we're not able to know how he does it because it's a characteristic unique to himself that he can expand himself for the purpose of basically for enjoyment. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and it's stated in the Vedas that originally he's one, but in order to enjoy, he expands himself as many, and he expands himself in a variety of forms. Some are as powerful as himself. Some are, we have, what do we have? We have the Vilas Vigraha. They're expansions of himself. And then there are others that are expansions of himself, but with lesser power, lesser potency. There are living entities like us who are very limited in potency, but then there are living entities who are endowed, the Shakti Avesh avataras, who are endowed. They're living entities, but they're given the potency, the Shakti of the Lord. And so they act like the Lord, but in fact they're not a Vishnu Tattva, but they're rather a Jiva Tattva with potencies. So this is a quite an exact science in the sense that it is described in the Shastra, all of the different qualifications of the various expansions and how they interact to provide service to the Lord. Ultimately, that's everyone's position. And it's interesting to know that even Krishna himself likes to act as a servant. You know, he doesn't always like to be the supreme controller. He himself also likes to do some seva, because there's pleasure in reciprocation in these various, in these varieties. There's pleasure and appreciation for each other in these various exchanges. So Vidura is inquiring about all of these different personalities, and he's inquiring about Aniruddha, who's the omnipotent Vishnu expansion of the Lord, who's as powerful as Vasudeva, as powerful as Prajumna, as powerful as Sankarshan. Yet, for the purpose of the Lord's pastimes, he appears in, and here Prabhupada's saying, in Ram Leela as Lord Ram's brother. Which brother is he?
Shatrughna.
Yeah. And in Krishna Leela he appears as the son. You know, so one occasion he appears as the brother, another occasion he appears as the son. To enjoy the rasa or exchange or reciprocation. So although he's as powerful as, he still appears as a servant or as a son, because there's pleasure to be experienced in the varieties of relationships. There's rasa or juice experiential pleasure. So therefore, many different pastimes and many different sets of relationships. And according to the desire of the Lord, then even the expansions of the Lord, even though they may be as powerful as he, still in that mood of servitude, they embrace the various roles in those relationships and forget who they actually are. They become so absorbed by the pastime potencies of the Lord, that even the Lord himself forgets that he's the supreme person. Huh? He forgets. They forget. They're covered over by this, by the antaranga shakti, the spiritual energy, the spiritual potency, which is also termed as Maya. The Maya of material creation bewilders the conditioned living entities, and they fall under the influence of the material energy. Whereas the influence of the spiritual potency is such that one falls under the influence of the spiritual energy but never forgets the basis of their relationship with the Lord, in that they never forget that they're a servant. Or they never forget that they don't forget their constitutional position is to act under the influence or subordinate to the influence of the illusory potency of the spiritual energy. It is different kind of illusion to the illusion that one falls into when one is under the influence of the material energy. And even when the Lord appears in the material world, he still remains, and his associates, he still remains under the influence of the spiritual energy. You know, the materialistic mentality, the materialistically minded person when they see the Lord perform his pastimes on earth, then they think that he's like them. Sorry, they're like him. They think they're like him. In that, the conditioned soul thinks, I'm conditioned, I'm fallen, I'm covered over by the material energy. They're in a material world, so they must also be covered over by the material energy. Or even the Mayavadis think, because they have form, based on their experience of the material form, I think that the activities of the Lord are also material, just like them. But they're not. They come under the influence of this of the spiritual energy, spiritual potency, for the purpose of enjoying, showing an example of the interaction of the spiritual realm and the pleasure that is derived from those activities. So therefore, we find Aniruddha and Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna and Aniruddha manifest in a variety of relationships with the Lord in Krishna Leela as his son, Prajumna comes as his grandson, doesn't he? Is that right? They found him in the belly of a fish. Prajumna's the son. Aniruddha's the son, the grandson. Prabhupada says here that he's the son. Aniruddha's the grandson. There's a mistake. In the incarnation of Lord Krishna, Aniruddha appeared as the son of the Lord. Is that right? Prajumna's the son, Aniruddha's the grandson. We should write to the BBT and tell them this is not correct. This is why we have editors for books. When there's mistakes in them, they have to be fixed. That's right, isn't it? In the Krishna book, Aniruddha is the grandson of Prajumna. Yeah. Have a look in the online version and see what it says. That's right. Prajumna's the father of Aniruddha. So, there we go. But, it says here, the original Lord Krishna never leaves Goloka Vrindavan. Lord Krishna in Dwarka is the Vasudeva expansion of the original group. Right? Not Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, but he's an expansion of Vasudeva. Just to further confuse the materialists. Prabhupada says at the end, all the plenary expansions are one and the same, Vishnu Tattva, and there is no difference in their potency. So I'm going to read the next verse because there's no purport to that. Then we can do text 36 tomorrow. Apishvid anye cha nijatmadaivam ananyavritya samano vrata ye hridika satyatmajacharu deshna gadadaya svasti charanti somya. Somya. O sober one. That's the meaning of somya. O sober one. Others, such as Hridika, Charudeshna, Gada, and the son of Satyabhama, who accept Lord Krishna as the soul of the self and thus follow his path without deviation, are they well? So it's Vidura questioning. Any comments or questions? Any of these points? They've corrected it in that. The database. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, they're the first quadruple expansion. I have a question for you. Why does Krishna expand in four forms as Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha? Yeah, but why four? Why not 10? Why not 16? Huh? Anybody know the answer to that question? There may not be an answer. Just what he does. That's what he does. All right, Mahatma. Yes, he does. Who's the Paramatma an expansion of? Aniruddha. Is he? I thought Paramatma was an expansion of Vasudev. Doesn't the Paramatma come from, well, at least from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu? That's his name, Chiradakshaya Vishnu, yeah. Right? The Paramatma is Chiradakshaya Vishnu expanded in the hearts of all the living entities, but he's an expansion of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is an expansion of Maha Vishnu. Right. Mahavishnu comes from? Is that what it says?
Yes.
Aniruddha is also the cause of Mahavishnu. Oh, there you go. Good. All of Vishnu, yeah. But they expand from, they expand differently. So is that right? Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is an expansion of Mahavishnu?
I read somewhere that it's an expansion of Balaram.
Well, yes, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha are originally coming from Balaram. Yeah. How are they coming? I don't know. You know, because it's interesting, you know, at some point when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, he ceases to be Krishna and he becomes Vasudev. Right? Is that right? So how does he do that? We can't know these things, how he expands himself and how he changes. You know, at one point he's Krishna in Vrindavan, the original Krishna, but then when he goes to Mathura, then he's no longer the original Krishna anymore. He's the expansion of Vasudev. And see, this is where, you know, often with people, where was I? I was doing a home program at Sri Ram's. And the devotees were asking me, isn't Krishna an expansion of Vishnu? Right? And I was explaining to them that actually no, Krishna is the original Krishna in his pastimes in Vrindavan. That's not an expansion of Lord Vishnu. He's the original Adi Purusham. Whereas the other Vishnu forms are all expansions of Chiradakasai Vishnu. Is that right? They're all expansions of Vasudev originally. And that's difficult for people to understand, especially for people in South India who have been told all the time, Krishna is an expansion of Vishnu. Even in the Dasa Avatar, you know, the songs, it describes how Balaram comes and Krishna comes, right? But in the Bhagavatam it says, there's a whole list, line of all of these expansions of Lord Vishnu. And then at the end it says, Ete Champsa Kala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. This particular expansion, Krishna, in Vrindavan, is not an expansion of Lord Vishnu, but it's Krishna himself, the original Krishna, coming into Vrindavan, which means that the realm of Vrindavan Dham is non-different from Goloka. Right? Non-different. And so the Lord himself manifests in his original form in Vrindavan. Yet, this statement here says that he never leaves Goloka Vrindavan. Right? So not only does he expand himself, but he expands also his Dham. And that's manifest in what we know as Vrindavan. But outside of Vrindavan, when the Lord apparently leaves, right? Apparently he leaves, but actually he's not leaving. That's a different form of Krishna. That's the Vasudev expansion that leaves to perform his pastimes in Mathura and Dwarka. Okay, we'll finish here. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.